Okay, I will call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is currently 9:07 a.m. on Friday, February 28th, 2020. And present today, we've got Representative Knopf, Representative Lebon, Representative Tilton, Representative Carpenter, Vice Chair Ortiz, Co-Chair Johnston, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Josephson, Representative Wool, Representative Merrick, and myself, Co-Chair Foster. And a reminder, folks could mute their cell phones. And as we start, this morning we will be moving HB 205, which is the FY21 operating budget, and also the HB 206, the FY21 mental health budget. And so before we ask for a motion, do we have any questions on procedure? I don't see anything. So with that, Co-Chair Johnston, may I have a motion for HB 205, the operating budget?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move committee substitute for House Bill 205, Finance, version 31-GH2197-K, Bruce, dated 2/27/20, be reported out of the committee with individual recommendations, and the authorization be given to the Legislative Finance Division and the Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and or conforming amendments.
And is there any objection?
I object for the purposes of robust discussion.
Thank you, Representative Ortiz. I'd like to call up my staff, Mr. Brody Anderson. And Mr. Anderson, if you could discuss the changes that are made in this committee substitute.
Thank you, Co-Chair Foster. For the record, Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Neil Foster. Before the committee today is the committee substitute for HB 205 that reflects all of the governor's and House Finance members' amendments accepted by this committee. The House Finance Committee substitute now reflects the total FY21 budget of $9,827,181,200 of all funds. Of that, agency operations are now $9,029,586,200. And statewide items are a total of $797,595,000. The total of all funding, of all fund spending, equals the following totals. In federal funds, $2,872,441,600. $899,792,900 of designated general funds or DGF. $1,603,421,600 in other funds. And $4,451,525,100 of unrestricted general funds or UGF. In agency operations and statewide items, the unrestricted general fund spending is $305.2 million above, or 7.4% increase from the FY21 adjusted base. Within statewide items, the largest increases were debt service, which were $76.6 million, which was a 66% increase. This includes the $55 million requested for oil tax credit debt payments made by the governor. Also, state retirement grew by 12.5%, or a $38.4 million increase. The unrestricted general funds, after considering the governor's and House finance members' amendments, the UGF spend reflects an overall increase of $193.4 million in agency operations from the original FY21 adjusted base. That is a 5.2% increase. A large portion of that increase, though, still reflects the corrections made to Medicaid funding, since the adjusted base didn't factor in the supplemental additions that this body approved earlier this week. When compared to the fiscal year 20 management plan, plus that supplemental budget passed, the UGF spend for agency operation actually drops to a reduction in spending of $108 million, or a 2.7% reduction from last year's spend. Finally, this budget, when compared to the governor's amended budget, is now up $9.6 million, or a 0.2% increase above the FY20's governor's amended budget. Mr. Co-Chair, that is the summary of changes made by this committee over the last week.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Do we have any questions on the changes to the CS? Representative Sullivan Leonard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, through the chair. Can you give us an overview of what's going to happen then with the permanent fund, funds that were removed from the governor's 21 amended, the $2.027 billion? What are the plans for that?
Through the chair, representative, that would be a policy discussion that I believe is more purview to the legislators.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. A policy decision indeed, and currently I believe there are two permanent fund bills that are out there. I think Representative Wohl and Representative Johnston have those. I guess they're at this point that the permanent fund has not been put into this operating budget because we don't know if there's going to be a split in the POMV, what that is, what the plan is at this point. And I think I've got Representative Johnston who would like to maybe comment on that.
Just for clarification, there's only one statutory change as far as the dividend and the percent of market value bill out there. The Rules Committee bill is yet to be introduced.
Thank you. So with that, we don't have a number to plug in until we do. That's not reflected in this operating budget. Representative Carpenter?
Just to clarify, we are adding in permanent fund inflation-proofing numbers. That's correct?
Correct. There should be. Mr. Anderson, can you cite the last year? I know we did $641 million. I believe that number is either, well, if you could cite the specific number.
Through the chair, Representative Carpenter, that is correct. We do have inflation proofing in this year's budget. It's a little above, I believe, $1 billion. And if you give me a moment, I can actually find the section that is in.
Be patient.
And that will be in the language section towards the back of your budgets.
Through the chair, if I could direct the committee's attention to page 53, starting at section 7, line 13, which is the section under the Alaska Permanent Fund. Starting at line 22, subsection D, the amount calculated under AS 3713-145C after the appropriations made in B of this subject, and estimated to be $1,055,600,000 is appropriated from the earnings reserve account AS 3713-145 to the principal of the Alaska Permanent Fund to offset the effect of inflation on the principal of the Alaska Permanent Fund for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021.
Follow up. Do you recall what the inflation proofing number was passed in the budget last year?
Through the chair, if I could have a little bit of latitude on the exact amount, it was roughly $970 million, maybe $973 million.
Mr. Anderson, I believe we had in initially the $900-plus million number, but then the actual number that came in when the inflation number was calculated, was it not $641 million?
Through the chair, actually, that is... That's correct.
And we could get verification from Ledge Finance if we needed
it. On that, I guess maybe just for discussion, that might have been what was in the budget, but I do believe we put $4 billion away for inflation proofing last year. That was supposed to be for fiscal years 21 through 24.
And correct, Mr. Carpenter, I guess there's some subtleties in that. We did transfer $4 billion And I think there was intent language that said that that would go to future forward funding of inflation proofing. So I guess you are correct in that. And I know that some folks, I think it was the permanent fund who came forward and said they did not consider that to be the case, but that is what was in our budget. So you are correct. Do you have a follow-up before we go to Representative Johnston?
And I just wanted to clarify that we are not including the additional 25% royalties that the statute requires per.
Correct. And this would be for the post 79 fields. Yep. And that money, that should be appropriated in here. And Mr. Anderson, if you could, I don't know if you know where in the language section that is offhand.
Excuse me, through the chair, representative, actually you are correct. We did not include the extra 25% in this budget. It is currently out.
That's all the questions I have at this time. Thank you.
And do we have any further questions? Seeing none, is the objection maintained?
I will withdraw my objection.
Are there any further objections? Seeing no further objections, the committee substitute for HB 205, Finance Version 31-GH2197/K, Bruce, dated 2/27/20, is reported out from committee with individual recommendations. Briefities. We have some procedural things to get through here. Thank you very much. So the objection has been removed. The CS is before us. I would entertain a motion for moving the bill from committee.
Yes, at ease.
Brief at ease. Okay, House Finance is back on record. And just for folks watching on TV, just so that folks know what's what we're doing, we had some changes that were made to the committee substitutes of the operating budget. And so the original first motion was to adopt that CS, and then the second motion, and so that's been adopted now, and the second motion will be to move the operating budget out of committee. So with that, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move committee substitute for House Bill 205 Finance version 31-GH2197/K Bruce dated 2/27/20 be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the authorization be given to Legislative Finance Division and the Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and or conforming amendments.
Okay, is there any objection? Seeing no objection, we have the HB 205 Finance version 31-GH2197/K Bruce dated 2/27/20 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and authorization for the Legislative Finance Division and the Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and or conforming amendments. And so with that, if folks could, I guess, are we going to pass around the committee report right now? So we'll do that, and I think we can continue on here for folks just to sign the paper. We'll move on over to HB 206, and Madam yes. Co-Chair?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move committee substitute for House Bill 206, Finance version 31-GH2198/S, Bruce, dated 2/27/20 to be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the authorization be given to Legislative Finance Division and the Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and or conforming amendments.
And do we have any objections? Seeing none, this is a motion to move the mental health budget out of committee. There are no changes to this budget, and so we're not having to adopt a draft, and therefore this will move it out of committee. So with that, I hear no objections. So committee substitute for HB 206 Finance, version 31-GH2198/S, Bruce, dated 2/27/20, is reported out from committee with individual recommendations and authorization for the Legislative Finance Division and the Legislative Legal Services to make any necessary technical and or conforming amendments. And so with that, we will take a brief at ease just so folks can sign the report. Okay, House Finance is back on record, and everyone has signed the committee reports. I just wanted to end this meeting with two things. We have another meeting scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon. We do not intend to need to come back, but we did not want to cancel it in case, for some reason, Leg Legal or Leg Finance comes back and says that we need to correct something. At this point, we don't foresee that. So tentatively, we don't think we're coming back at 1:30. That was the first thing. The second thing I wanted to say is the legislature is tasked with doing one thing, and that is putting out a budget. We can't leave until we take care of a budget. And this committee has done its work. We're going to be passing this budget onto the floor, and we'll be taking up amendments on Monday. So our work is not totally complete, but in terms of this committee, the primary job of this committee is done. We'll be taking up bills from here on out. But I did want to thank all of you on the committee very much. I know that a lot of work's gone into the work on the subcommittees. And I know that our staff has worked many long hours, and so I want to thank you as well as our support staff here at the Finance Committee. So thank you for all you've done. I'll be passing over the gavel to Representative Johnston here after this meeting once we switch to bills mode. So this was my last opportunity as the operating chair to say thank you. So with that, I would also like to give all of you an opportunity to say anything. I think Representative Merrick any other comments? And with that, thank you very much. We will be adjourned at 9:35 a.m. Thank you.